Raises the legal age to sell tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, to 21, which will prevent young people, we think, from experimenting with tobacco when they are most likely to become addicted. Any person operating a place of business where cigarettes, tobacco products, or electronic cigarettes are sold or offered for sale will be prohibited from selling such products to anyone under the age of 21, and they will be required to post a sign in a conspicuous location stating the new law.
To people smoking 18 to 21, well, you got to be 21. Now the legislation moves any tobacco purchasing from 18, 19, 20, forget it, you got to be 21. That law jumps in 6 months. It's called Tobacco 21. You heard him there. It covers electronic cigarettes and a slew of other things. So fair or foul, when it comes to legislating smoking. And that's where we start here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I know you're shocked. You thought we were going to start with Obamacare and the latest blunders, didn't you? You thought we were going to rail on that. Oh, don't worry. We'll get to it. Because security is the big concern there. But I think it's interesting because this was one of the big pushes for Bloomberg, who's almost out. He's almost done as mayor of New York. This was one of the things he wanted to have happen a long time ago. And now it's a reality. I guarantee there are plenty of store owners cursing him under their breaths because of the amount of cigarettes they sell to people in that age range. So now increasing it to 21, what Bloomberg says is, well, this prevents another generation from shorter life expectancy, that things that happen, the diseases you can get from smoking. But is this add to, or does this add to the whole nanny state of New York, of New York City, and the island, and how many things do you possibly regulate? There's the whole thing about giant sodas, which, of course, that's in limbo now, and all the other things that have to do with human behavior that have been legislated by Bloomie. You know, the city now becomes the largest city to have an age limit as high as 21. Needham, Massachusetts raised the age to 21, but that happened maybe 10 years ago, I want to say. But others have talked about it, but they haven't done it. In New Jersey, they raised it to 19. And they really think that this is going to stop teenagers from smoking. And I say, I don't think so. Have you ever driven around a high school? Look around. Besides the looking down and typing, texting, because that's what's happening, texting, and playing with iPads or phones or whatever, I see a lot of kids smoking. So in New York City, is this really going to curb that? Is that going to stop somebody from getting emphysema and lung cancer and all that kind of stuff? And we go back to the same thing, the ban of sugary drinks in large containers. And, of course, that ban was tossed out by a Supreme Court judge, so who knows what happens here. They say sugary drinks have been linked to 180,000 deaths worldwide. So in New York, they didn't let that happen. In the case of smoking, and listen, I'm not a smoker. And I understand we can talk about all kinds of addictions, but that the nicotine addiction is one of the worst. It gets hold of you, and it's really tough. A lot of people who are alcoholics and then do really well by recovering and go to AA meetings sometimes get addicted to smoking because that's the next thing that they jump onto. But I, as much as I'm not a smoker, so I'm not the big defender of it in that sense, but I am in another sense of, you know, can you really start regulating all these things when it comes to human behavior? And is it even crazy for me to start off the show and talk about that? Because what about the dangers of secondhand smoke? You know, that's the other thing that we hear all the time. I remember when cigarettes were banned from offices, you know, the whole no smoking thing, when that first kicked in, and how outraged people were, and you'd drive by these office buildings in many cities and you'd see people huddled in corners. They would just be light 'em up, running down, taking a smoke breaks, the whole thing. But the age deal here, so in New York City, and I know this can be such a lame thing to talk about, an analogy, but you can be 18, 19, and you can go and serve, because we want you to be all you can be in our voluntary military, and you can't smoke, or you can't buy cigarettes there. Trust me, they're going to get them in the military, I'm assuming they'll get them. You think of the downtime and the smoking, and I just don't think I think there comes a point where, and some people even argue this with cell phones, but I think cell phones can be a little bit different because of the crazy nuttiness I've seen on the highways. But at some point, there's a cutoff as to what you're regulating, and there is the danger of really jumping in too much on personal responsibility. So if somebody wants to smoke cigarettes and they're 19 and 20 years old and they're going to college or they're working a job or doing whatever, I mean, they're still going to get cigarettes. It's still going to happen. I know it. They'll be careful in these stores, I think, especially if someone looks younger, because are they really going to start carding the cut line people? I don't know about that. They're supposed to, but will that happen? And this is in 6 months. I just think there comes a point where there's over regulation. And I think this is one of those areas where you can't, I just think you can't really legislate. And especially one thing to say 18, and that's already what it is, but 21, I'm going to call foul on that. And that's going to cost too, because they're going to have all these campaigns out there. So again, millions of dollars, and already has been leading up to this, spent on this. There's so many things happening in New York City. So many other things that you could focus on. But, hey, they got doctors, a lot of doctors supporting raising the smoking age, saying that it would save lives. I don't see how it deters people, though. I really don't. And you could do the survey in your own neck of the woods. Start looking around and see who's smoking cigarettes. It feels to me, or seems to me, that more people are smoking cigarettes. You want to see the biggest smoke puff on the planet Earth, go to the Miami airport, and they have these smoking lounges. Now, there's where you could probably walk out with something. You can't even see the people. It's like a fog machine because there's so many people that get off planes, and, of course, they can't smoke in the airport, and they all jam into, and think of Latin America and whatnot, they all jam into those smoking areas. But I'm going to call foul on raising the age to 21 in New York City. You might disagree. All right, the blunders, the mistakes, the problems, the latest with Obamacare. I know you can't wait. That's coming up in just a few minutes here on America Tonight.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount. Discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
What we're seeing here is a pattern of broken promises from the administration. It's just one more reason why this health care law needs to be scrapped. Now.
Speaker of the House, John Boehner. Lay up statements because it's easy to attack Obamacare at this point, but what's interesting, there's two sides of the coin. The story that's being pumped out, and then what's happening in testimony on the Hill, it's not shocking. It's just par for the course. First, let's start with what I happened to see. For the past month, one of the networks has been conducting a state-by-state survey to figure out the enrollment in the new insurance plans. And they say, this was, I think, CNN, as of Tuesday, at least 133,257 people had chosen the new insurance plans in 14 states with their own ways to sign up. One of the biggest jumps was California. Through November 2nd, 35,000-plus Californians selected private plans through new insurance marketplaces, right? And less than 2 weeks later, the number was up to 59,000. And it's not a surprise when you think how big the states are. The second highest is New York. More than 24,000 have signed up to it. And then you go from there, Washington State, Kentucky, and Connecticut. But still, from all reports that I've heard, nobody in Oregon has signed up. Nobody in Oregon wants to sign up. Nope, we're not going to sign up for Obamacare. And while that's happening, you have technical people, web people, who are testifying in Washington as to the security problems with healthcare.gov, saying that it's a huge risk. The website itself already is at risk or could be already hacked into. So you think of the personal information that goes on the website if you're signing up for affordable health care. If you're signing up for it, and then you hear things like, well, it's pretty easy to compromise this, and they can get Social Security numbers and any other private information that you put on it. It doesn't really make you feel warm and fuzzy and good about signing up for it through the federal website, does it? I'm going to say It doesn't. I'd say it's bad news, more bad news. So they're talking about Obama enrollments picking up steam, but at the same time, where are they picking up steam from? The states, not the little bit of the rise has nothing to do with healthcare.gov. In fact, if during the day you just try to randomly go on, you'd find that sometimes you can't even get on the website, but they already know that. They say it's about 70% done, but there still is that other percent that needs to be finished, and they don't know that they're going to get it through. They're not going to get through it by the end of November, because that was supposed to be the deal. That, okay, that was one of the things, one of the chestnuts the president trotted out. Well, this will be fixed by the end of November, and it's not looking really good for that. So he's talking about rebranding it, not done a good job, having to resell it to people and go from there. But then, like I said, you hear the testimony that the security is not good on the website, and it would be easy to hack into, that it wasn't designed that way. So, it really begs the question, why was it rolled out in the first place? And why do they pick the company they picked to do the rollout? Yeah, they did other federal contracts, but if it's not a good thing, if it's not, you know, if they had problems in their last job in Colorado, why let them handle the website when you have technical experts testifying that it'd be so easy to hack into healthcare.gov? I mean, listen to what David Kennedy, the CEO of the information security firm Trusted SEC, said at a House Science, Space, and Technology hearing on Tuesday. He says, if I had to guess based on what I can see, I would say the website is either hacked already or will be soon. If I was sitting there, that would just be so easy to swat that away. Wait, you're saying it's already been hacked into? So if we sign up and our information is not secure? No, your information is not secured. And how did they arrive at that conclusion? Because he did an analysis that showed a large number of SQL injection attacks against the website. That means there's a large amount of hacking attempts. They're trying to penetrate the website right now. And at healthcare.gov, they're not saying anything, because they're every day they're trying to come up with something else to be happy about with the website. But Kennedy said, I think the most glaring thing, the glaring error that really stood out to me, is there's not a lot of security built into the site. That's what he said. At least that's what we can see from a 10,000-foot view. And they say if it integrates deeply with other sites and includes e-commerce information, then it's got all that information, the data, that has a pretty good target. And that's what happens. Sell the Social Security numbers. Get the Social Security numbers. And to me, that is so scary. And then to try to defend it. Oh, I mean, healthcare is just so behind the curve with everything they do. The industry, they should be crucified for how they're moving into technology. It's ridiculous. I mean, this is the technology age. It's one that you have to deal with this. When you have four cyber experts who are all testifying and they concur that Americans should not use the site. So they're even telling us, don't use the site. It's not safe. I don't know. I wouldn't put my information on it. How scary. It's crumbling. The website is crumbling day after day after day after day after day. And it's easy to go back. I mean, I'm not trying to go back in history, except for that this is fresh stuff, that this is testimony from experts who have nothing to gain, lose, or whatever in between. They're not tied to the website, saying that, yeah, this isn't good. I mean, I can see this, and there wasn't good security put in the first place. So you have the suggestion that the demands of new insurers would destabilize the marketplace and lead to higher premiums. You have nothing but problems for the last 2 weeks. And then looking at the analysis of the impact of Obamacare and how many people would be affected by it. They say the CBO, which they always do, they try to make assumptions, is underestimating the number of Americans to get subsidies and who's going to be added to the Medicaid rolls. So what happens when that all kicks in? What happens with the costs of what the CBO is saying? I mean, they're already trying to warn us. Okay, they know it's not going to be what the number they're talking about. I mean, it's just woefully done, don't you think? It's like Anthem Blue Cross in California. They said that they were going to have to raise rates because of the ACA mandates. They said they were going to have to do it. So at least the people were warned, but you're not getting that from other places. Unreal. So the question is, if you had to sign up, gun to head, you had to sign up at healthcare.gov, would you? Would you just figure out a way around it? Get your own insurance in a different way? Or take a risk and just take the $95 hit? Because by now that is circulated with most people and they understand it. $95, that's what we're talking about for a single person, and a little bit more if, then this is for the fine, period, if they weren't a single person who wasn't married. Well, obviously, if they're single, they're not married. Single person with health insurance or without health insurance and going on to healthcare.gov, they would rather pay the $95. That's what I want to see. I want to see the numbers of people that go in the opposite direction that say, yeah, I'm not going to, I'll take the fine. Thank you. I'll take the fine. And I think you'll see those numbers are going to be a lot higher probably than people thought. As well, figuring hire the agents, go after people, try to make young people go on the exchanges, and they're having some trouble with that. A bunch of trouble. Coming up on America Tonight, Gitmo. 60 Minutes just did another piece on it. Boy, your hair will stand up on your arms if you watch that segment. And now Guantanamo is right in the middle of the floor in the Capitol. People trying to raise it and people trying to tuck it away. Should we close Guantanamo? Is it really a blight on all of us in America? We'll talk about it next here on America Tonight.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will
coming up at the tail end of this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Guess what? We're going to the mailbag. Always overflowing. If you have some thoughts, you can't get through, you don't feel like calling, you know what to do. Go to the mailbag. Go to americatonight.net. And people really clued into that. I know I say this every once in a while, but it is crazy how many people send emails to that address. And a lot of it has been centering on, not surprising, frustrations over Obamacare. It's such an easy target, like I said. It's a giant pinata, and it's very, very easy to take a swing at the pinata, especially when you have these top people, as I was mentioning before, who are testifying as to the problems with the website and security. Well, you're trying to get people to sign up, but then you're flat out saying, oh, I wouldn't tell people to sign up right now. Are you kidding? It's that bad. I wouldn't do it. No way. Because you could be compromised. And those, the most important thing that you possess that you don't want people to have are those Social Security digits. Because once somebody gets them, boy, game over. They start stealing your identity. They're quick. They know how to do it. They're resold. Oh, trying to untangle from that would be any person's worst nightmare. It's just not, it's not a layup, no matter what you do. It's just not. the proof and the things that you would have to go through, the hoops you'd have to jump through, and how much that could cost you time-wise, let alone anything else. Speaking of cost, you know, the damage from what they're calling now the worst storm in a century in the Midwest, they say the estimate is closer to $1 billion. They had two EF4 tornadoes. You know, afterwards you start to assess the damage, how many actual twisters did people see and what happened. $1 billion. Washington, Illinois, a town about 140 miles from Chicago. 1,000 homes damaged or destroyed. There was a farmhouse in Nashville, Illinois, that was hit. A man and his sister were killed when the tornado went through there. There is, easy for me to say, a company in California. It's called Risk Management Solutions. And they were asked to kind of assess the toll of the storms. They say the estimates on property damage would reach about $1 billion. The most extensive damage was in Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Missouri. And in November, tornadoes that far north just don't happen. That's why people, I think, were just caught off guard. Even if they were heard about it and they were taking cover, they just are not expecting that. The last time they had tornadoes that strong in November, they had a cold front that slammed into the Great Lakes, and that was November 11th and 12th, and guess what year? 1911. But dramatic temperature drops, an EF4 tornado, 9 people dead. 9 people. And the thunderstorms, the tornadoes, all of that, just unbelievable. So they're saying now the tornado count, how many? They're saying close to 70. And this is the largest day of tornadoes in 2013. And you know what's interesting? We talk about warnings and could people have known. There were, check this out, 101 tornado warnings in Illinois. 101 or more. That's amazing. EF4. EF4, you want to see what EF4 looks like? Google Washington, Illinois. It's very sad. It looks like someone took a hammer and just smashed every house. There were houses that got clipped, where they had a little bit of damage. Still incredibly frightening. How many people were at home? How many people were just ducking for cover? We heard from the mayor of Washington, Gary Manier, just a day or so ago. You heard some sound from him. He just says, you know, hey, unbelievable. Unbelievable. How many houses were destroyed? Nobody has anything left. It's just all gone. There's nothing there. So there, now it's a question of finding out what's next. Going someplace else, staying there, weathering what happens in a rebuild. I would say it's pretty tough because I don't know how you stay there while they're rebuilding it. Some businesses and others were slammed by it too. And I don't know, unless there's those FEMA trailers where people can go and live in those until everything's situated. I have the feeling this is going to take a lot longer to situate than meets the eye. $1 billion. $1 billion. That's a lot. Tornado damage. And it is serious. You get caught in that, and it's too late. By the time you realize, you look up what's happened, and I think that happened to some people, and luckily they escaped it, is, wow, what do we do? Where do we go? And they think there's going to be bigger storms coming our way. That's the weather cycles that are being predicted. And hopefully not into November. Hopefully that's not what we'll see any deeper, because it's unusual enough. And the temperatures are going cold in the Midwest, too, as well. Thank goodness, huh? Well, rough. Some people emailed me about this, and I don't even know if we touched on it when we get to the mailbag, but then that's coming up at the tail end of this hour. But George Zimmerman, the shock of Zimmerman, who posted bail, but he cannot have any guns with him after what happened. He's accused of choking his girlfriend, threatening suicide. I guess the upshot of this is a girlfriend. His wife served him with divorce papers when he was in jail. So his lawyer says he's $2.5 million in debt. He freaks out at the girlfriend, or allegedly freaks out at the girlfriend, threatens her with a gun, gets released. He's ordered to stay away from her and guns. So here's the former neighborhood watch volunteer. All the legal encounters that he has gone through, think about that. Acquitted in the shooting of Trayvon Martin, the teenager, right? Released Tuesday after posting bail, but locked up for 2 days. Locked up for 2 days. And so the wife, at one point, when he was locked up before, was able to serve him with a divorce petition. So, here we go again. And now they're talking about his state of mind because of the things that have happened since the whole Martin incident. So no criminal charges on the choking, but still the threatening with the gun. He's facing that, and that's aggravated assault, misdemeanor battery, misdemeanor criminal mischief. So no weapons. The guns were confiscated by the sheriff's department after the confrontation. And they have audio of the girlfriend and Zimmerman in a heated argument. Things that were released about their arguments. And even at one point, the 911 operator asked the girlfriend if Zimmerman has an AR-15, an assault rifle, and she says, yeah. And then Zimmerman, also calling in, tells the dispatcher, my girlfriend, for lack of a better word, has gone crazy on me. And then when they asked him, why is he calling in? He says, I just want everyone to know the truth. Says he didn't take any weapons and wave it in front of the girlfriend. Just that she was throwing stuff out and one of the bags had my guns in it. Oh, crazy. And this is a pregnant girlfriend. So first wife serves him. Girlfriend, pregnant, says he tried to choke her, calls the cops, he goes through that processing, and now we'll have a hearing on Wednesday. So even his wife, if you remember that, they were involved in some kind of domestic dispute that had the police coming to their home, but then they let it go because they didn't have the evidence. And remember, he was picked up for speeding at one point. So it's been nothing but a string of problems, I think, for Zimmerman ever since the Trayvon Martin incident, which now has been a couple of years. You don't have to wait any longer. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we are going to the America Tonight mailbag. So hang through. I'll meet you on the other side.
In East. e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Again, I always say if you want to get to the show and you can't call or you don't feel like calling and you just want to think about something and send us an email, you can do that by going to americatonight.net. And without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So here's our first one. This one from Joe in Texas. And immediately Joe in Texas says, wow, unbelievable what I heard today when I was coming back from work, that the president's website, healthcare.gov, is going to be unfinished. Kate, how do they ever make that deadline? The website is the biggest blunder of this guy's administration. If you can't get the website right, how on earth can you get healthcare right? Well, there's no question about it. I mean, comedians are jumping all over this, but it's funny in one sense and not funny in another. If I were the president, I would be furious about that. Put politics aside for a second. How do you have somebody in charge like Kathleen Sebelius, because that's her cabinet position, so the people underneath her, and they've got a CMS putting this together, and they pay all this money, so we already know the whole thing about the money, which is your money and mine, taxpayer money, and the fact that they're at this position over 3 years later, I mean, this is disastrous. There aren't enough adjectives that we could roll out for the rollout of Obamacare because of the errors with the website. I mean, somebody called it a boondoggle. Yeah, boondoggle, blunder, whatever you want to say. It is a gift to the Republicans, though, because if they're smart, they'll continue to use this heading into 2014 and the midterm elections. Healthcare.gov has been the worst thing that has happened to the Obama administration, because the fact that you have this national marketplace and people were going to be looking for insurance and you were hyping it up since 2010, and to pay all that money and not have it roll out pretty smoothly. I mean, functionality-wise, you might have a few things that would happen. Other people who roll out websites have seen glitches and problems and that kind of thing. But the fact that this is, you already know, rocky, and to have this happen, what to me is the most shocking thing, and I just went to the website a while ago and it wasn't working. The thing that's the most shocking to me is that there's no accountability. Like, nobody gets fired for this. How do you hand somebody this gig and pay them a crazy amount of money? Okay, it wasn't going to be cheap, but you pay them a crazy amount of money, and then this is what you end up with. I mean, the last 6 weeks have been just crazy. So anyone who's supportive of the Affordable Care Act, boy, they're even feeling shaky. That's why you had so many Democrats bail and support a GOP-backed House bill last week. Absolutely. Let me get this one from Mac in Florida. And Mac says, thumbs down on healthcare.gov. I have to be honest with you, Kate, I'm a Democrat, but I am thinking of not voting for a few Democrats, maybe because it's just my anger level. I've tried to go to healthcare.gov 4 different times and have been sitting, parked, moving around, talking to someone, chatting with someone. It just never works for me. I picked the wrong times, apparently, to go on. There's a small window when it seems to work. And I think we need to shut the window completely down. They need to re-rack this thing completely and all the money that's been pumped into it. I just don't trust that I can trust my information anyway if I even were to get through and post it. What do you think? Well, I think that's the big problem, because you have to put in your age and all that kind of stuff if you're picking something, if you're picking a plan. And who wants to have all their information on a site that's shaky? No. That's the same thing we keep saying. The biggest blunder and the biggest problem is overcoming that. Without a doubt, overcoming that is going to be the hardest thing about this healthcare plan in the first place. If the Democrats are going to say, you just wait and see, we'll iron it out and all of that, there's still no way to tell what in the end will happen, unless we're talking like 2 decades from now. So the one thing that had to, and this is old news, except for that they said it's only 40% there. I mean, that's the new thing. It's still 40% unfinished, rather. So 70% completed. They're not going to make that deadline. And that doesn't make, I mean, let's face it, that doesn't make anyone feel good. How about this one, a completely different topic? This one comes to us from David. And David says, hello, Kate Delaney and America Tonight. I've heard you talk a bunch of business lately. I like it. I find it interesting. And one thing that I've heard you mention several times is corporate taxes, and that if the corporate tax rate were lower, that perhaps some of those businesses that are off our shores would come back. I'd have to say that I agree with that. And, you know, I know I've heard other people grumble and say, well, why should we lower the corporate tax rate? But for goodness sake, when it's so much higher than anywhere else in the world, why not revamp them? I don't understand why we dig our heels in these United States in on the issue of corporate taxes. Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because the corporate tax rate is crazy. And the Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus has a proposal that he's been chewing on for a while to fix the corporate tax rate. He says it's too easy for corporations, but this is on a different side. He says it's too easy for corporations to shift profits to low tax countries to avoid the U.S. taxes. See, that's the other side of it. That's the negative side of it. Other people are saying, well, yeah, you lower the corporate tax rate, then they'll come back. And Baucus says he would propose a minimum tax on offshore corporate profits and a one-time tax on $2 trillion worth of income that's already stored outside the United States. And it also would limit the tax breaks companies can claim for their foreign subsidies And it would roll back a rule that allows corporations to give, or ignore rather, subsidiaries when it comes to taxes, because that's a big trick. That's one way to do it. So he's taking the approach of, let's get the corporations. We want the money. So why are we giving them these breaks? Let's go after them. It's not the opposite, which is what I think you're saying, of if it's high, if it's 35%, why don't we lower that, and then we would get the businesses back. But that's not how they're looking at it. And you can bet that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce would be concerned that if this happens, it would make, because they've already said they're all over this, it would make American businesses less competitive. So now it would sort of be like another punishment. So what about incentive to bring the money back? I agree with that. I think that you want to put the incentive out there, because if you put the incentive out there, instead of the 35% rate on offshore corporate income, and you had corporations coming back, in the end, you would make more money that way than in the tax scenario that Baucus is coming up with. But nothing's happening right this second anyway. All right, here's another one from the jury. I like that, the jury. The jury in Texas, and the jury says, Zimmerman, what a bad cat, man. Everybody defending Zimmerman. Now he's embroiled in this whole deal of domestic abuse. Give me a break. Kate, I don't know if you saw that or not, but I think they're telling him that he has to be gun-free. Yeah, they, you know, it's funny. I just read that before we were on the air, that he posted a bail, and this is that whole domestic violence with the girlfriend. And one of the conditions is he can't have any weapons because he's awaiting the trial on the charges that he waved the gun, pointed the gun at the girlfriend. So he posts the money up, the bond, and he gets out. He's not talking to the media or anything, but who knows where he goes after this. But, this is something that could land him in jail. So we'll see where it goes. It was strange to see that come around the way it did. He was arrested on Monday because the girlfriend called 911, and it's a nightmare scenario of what could happen here, but it is wild that they are saying he has to not have the guns, because remember, that was a whole issue with the Trayvon Martin thing, was the shooting thing, stand your ground, all that. Two separate things, but pretty wild. Okay, here's one last one. This one comes to us from Amy, listening in Illinois. And Amy says, Kate, I've been listening to you talk about the tornadoes. It has been absolutely devastating. All you have to do is take a drive in some parts of the state to see. And the amount of tornadoes that have touched down, they're saying somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe now 76. So you just think about how powerful that is. I know you've talked about the images, and when you see it for yourself, it is frightening, it is sad, and there are a lot of people, thank goodness, in this great country that are reaching out to help people. I saw a woman the other day who was in a big truck, and she was handing out water. She had Louisiana license plates on the truck, and she was handing out water, and she was also giving people some clothes and towels and that kind of thing. You gotta love America. God bless the people who were affected by those tornadoes. Yeah. I mean, hundreds of families had to be displaced, and they gotta find a way to rebuild their lives. You know, with that many tornadoes and the damage that it's done, you lose everything you had. We've talked about this a ton. And the people who survived and the people that are devastated by this, the number has to be, you know, off the charts. All right, so once again, if you want to let your thoughts be heard, do it. Send us something, americatonight.net.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.